Every now and then, I just got to do a little lovely day. Welcome into the Why Struggle podcast. My name is Barbara J. Faison, and I am here to be your meditation guide for this session and all of our sessions. We're starting off with a little bit of Bill Withers, "I Do Not Own the Rights to This Music." And so we're going to move on in because it is a lovely day. I had a lovely weekend with about 700 of my closest voiceover artists and professionals, and it was very, very well put together. It was very engaging. I learned a lot, and now I've got to take all of that and process it and decide how to move forward. So that's really cool. Welcome in, Teresa. Good to see you. So we're going to get started. It's Monday, and so we're going to pull our theme of the week and see what we get. Happy Monday. Yes, happy Monday. We're going to see what the theme of the week is. Oh, I love it. We've not had this card before. It is play. It is play. It has two doggies, and it says, "Enjoy the simple things." And I wonder if these are Melissa's dogs. Melissa Reyes does these cards, and they're all her original pictures. So I wonder if these are her two doggies. I'll have to ask. I don't know what their names are. I know she has a dog. I just don't know. I think the black and white one I've seen, but I'm not sure about the other one. But the theme of the week is play. I like that. I feel like I could always play a little bit more. So I'm going to pull. We're going to do our butterfly cards. The butterfly is for life changes, and we're going to do that because the weather is now back to 40 degrees or 50 degrees here in Atlanta, which lets us know that we're still transitioning into spring. So that means that we're still going through some life changes, so we will do that. Oops, I just realized my microphone is not on, but I hope you all hear me. Okay, maybe that's better. I think you all probably still hear me fine. It's the people that are listening on the recording maybe that excuse me, would hear the difference. So, since we are still doing our life changes, hello Andrea, how are you? I know you'll be here next year for our conference. So, I look forward to seeing you. I was just saying, you can tell my voice is been very active over the weekend. So, I'm going to pull a card. Nothing is coming out. We're just going to pull a card. And the card we picked for the week is play. So, let's make sure we put some play into our schedules. This is motivation. Look at that beautiful butterfly and that flower. Motivation is what came up today. So, we have to play and have some motivation going. Let's see what motivation says. It was very informative. I'll give you the cliff notes on it. You drew this card because your motivation is changing and what once interested you doesn't anymore. And what does interest you seems to be distracting you from your responsibilities. This card indicates that this pattern is stressful for you. Yet by facing the pattern, you are empowered to both understand it and heal it. There's no need to deal with the boredom that has set in because of routines that no longer appeal to you. Sometimes it arises due to a desire for drama, to stir up excitement and variety. In order to recover your initial enthusiasm, it's often enough to discern the truth underlying why your motivation has flagged. Other times, boredom is a sign of burnout, which needs to be addressed directly or by heading in a new direction. Additional meanings: increase your energy by detoxing or exercising. Speak the truth about your needs and desires. Admit the truth to yourself. Shake up your routines to add interest. Additional meanings: increase your energy by detoxing or exercising. Speak the truth about your needs and desires. Admit the truth to yourself. Shake up your routines to add interest. So that is what the motivation is all about. Let me know if that's speaking to anyone, if the play and the motivation are speaking to you. Just type in yes or a thumbs up or something to let me know if that's resonating with you today. I know for me, my interests are changing quite a bit, so I'm learning to just roll with it. But this card is pretty interesting because there are things that I'm no longer interested in, and I'm getting better about acknowledging and recognizing that and not holding on to it, because I know my nature is to is to want to try new and different things. So that's just part of my nature, and I know that about myself. And I find myself wanting to try new things on a regular basis, and you know, that's just kind of, and that is all. I guess that's the best way to say that. So, but yeah, I would love to know if that motivation card is speaking to you. So just type in yes or no or something to let me know if that is speaking to you. Okay, our hearts are great. So getting a couple hearts on the side. So we're going to get ready. Let's see if anybody else wants to make a comment. But let's get ready to do our practice. And to our morning practice. I thank you all for being here, as always. And so let's get ready to do this. Our practice will begin with this tone. I will guide you in and out of the practice. And at some point in time, there will be a slice of silence, which is why this is called a slice of silence. There are some days we get to have more silence in our lives, and other days we only get to have a little sliver. So, but whatever time we get to spend in silence allows us to make a deeper connection with what's going on with us mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. And that's really what the practice helps you with, which is why we don't have music and all of that other than at the beginning, because we want to make sure that we carve out a little bit of time for self-care that is silent so we can hear. And even if we don't hear in the silence, we will hear because of the silence. At some point in time, you may get some kind of inkling or nudging. You may get a push or shove. I've got a girlfriend that seriously gets messages, and they're not quiet and whispers. Hers are like, bam. So I said, well, I hope you listen to them, because that is quite something. So let's, I have a little wind chime in here. So let's get ready to do our practice. We'll begin with three deep breaths coming in from the bottom of our belly, deeply as possible. We want to make a loud noise and sigh to get the air out. We have been asleep likely, and we want to get that stale air out so we can get some new fresh air in. Okay, so let's begin. We begin by taking three deep breaths. So breathe in, hold, and release. Breathe in, hold, and release. Breathe in, hold, and release. And just allow your body to settle in as you now return your breath back to your normal breathing. We breathe in and we breathe out, allowing your body to settle into this practice, to bring your attention to this very present moment. And as we're breathing in and we're breathing out, let's begin to think about something from the play area that makes us smile. It may be remembering the last time you did something with a young child, or it may be just something you did on your own that's considered play. It doesn't have to be anything that is major, but something that was not your normal routine that you did that you found enjoyable. It could be walking and skipping in the park, or just noticing some things on a walk. Just begin to bring up that image and think about how you feel. You know, when you're around young children or you see children playing, there is just this exuberant energy that exudes. And, you know, even if it's something where they're just running in a store and you just look at them and just smile because they just have this energy. And in addition to the energy of play, they have a sense of awe. And so just think about something that is playful or something that gives you a sense of awe. And breathing in and breathing out. And feeling that energy in your body. And being tuned in to that feeling. And allowing that feeling to give you motivation to stay in that space of awesomeness and playfulness. Just breathing in and breathing out and seeing the images and pictures or memories, or even if you want to create your own sense of play and awesomeness and motivation of something you desire to do. Just be in that feeling energy, whether you see it or hear it. Tune into the senses that are all around you as you think about this. Feel it. Hear it. Are you drinking something? And just imagine the taste of something you're drinking. What are you wearing? The textures on your clothes, on your body. Do they make you feel good? Are there smells in the air? Aromas that make you feel good? Just be with those sensations. And just continue to breathe and be in that energy. Be in the energy of play and motivation. Maybe it's thinking about your next adventure. Just sit in the silence and be in that space. And let the silence hold you and breathe. I am safe. I am safe. I am calm. All is well in my world. I trust myself. I create amazing life experiences. I am motivated to move to the next step. I am loving, I am lovable, I am loved. I speak with love and kindness. I see the vision for my life. I am connected to all there is. Everyone loves me and always wants to help me. With your eyes still closed, rub your hands together and place your hands anywhere on your body you choose. And let's take a deep breath in and out. Open your eyes, take a look around, and thank you. Thank you. Let's get those hand chakras going. Thank you, 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 thank you. I thank you for being here on the Why Struggle podcast. We'll be here tomorrow at 6:45. Remember, if you can, get out in nature and just stop and breathe and savor life. Know that it starts with you, starts with me. One breath, one thought, one deed. Thank you so much for joining us.